your 10th anniversary year. You've had a few different homes over the years, a little nomadic, but just talk about coming into your 10th anniversary year.
Yeah, I am thrilled and somewhat surprised, I guess, because being a locally grown and fed nonprofit in the theater world, it's amazing. And I think it's because of the community. They let us know that we should be here and that they are supporting it.
So is this your second year at Jefferson?
Yes.
So how did it go last year? I know the much bigger venue, you were able to get the student groups out in bigger batches.
Yeah, and we have the biggest turnout for all of our other shows as well. I think it's because the Jefferson Center is such an event. It's a big deal to go there, and it made us look better because we had better sound system, we had better lights. Everything was just at a bigger level.
We should mention RCT, besides putting on plays, of course, you've got camps and classes, correct?
Yeah, all year round. And we also do residencies in schools.
You do?
Yeah, we're in every second, third, fourth, and fifth grade in Roanoke City Schools.
So who's doing the residencies?
Our staff, our theater educators. So we help teachers bring their curriculum to life by using theater.
Really?
It's kind of awesome. Yeah,
you mean,
so
in other words, if they want to get across something in English or math, and people will help them?
Yeah, like for science, we are a Marty Molecule, and we talk all about the water cycle. We tell them and teach them about Jamestown by putting them in a play. We do Reader's Theater by reenacting a 1940s radio show, which you might like, Gene.
Yeah, and well, not that old. Do you get the students involved too?
Not in the residencies, but yes, they're always in our productions. We're a mix of adult actors, equity and non-equity, local and from afar, as well as local youth.
We're talking with Pat Wilhelms, the artistic director for Roanoke Children's Theater. Let's talk about the new season, starting off with Goosebumps, September 22nd through the 24th.
Oh, it's so much fun. There's so many R.L. Stine fans out there. So what's really cool is we're only the third theater to ever do it. We are the regional premiere. So it's exciting because it's always great to be on stage and take on a role, but to do a role that nobody's really done before and make it your own, that's kind of an extra special treat when we're doing theater. But I love this show because it is exactly like the book. It's like the series that used to be on. I don't know if you saw it. Mm-hmm. It really captures the same thing, all about a phantom who lurks in the auditorium of a middle school theater. It's awesome.
All right, then best Christmas pageant ever, the musical, in December 20th through the 23rd.
And that's another premiere. Only one other theater has done this. So
in the whole state or country?
Country.
Or, really?
Country. And it was Charlotte Children's Theater that did it first, and that's how I found out about it. It's funny. It is a one-liner after one-liner, and it's really about these kids who, you know, they go to church for the donuts and the coffee. Some of the kids smoke cigars. It's really just fun. It's a great relief. And but the best thing is all about what it is to be part of something special, how we're all in this together, this life, this experience, and the meaning of what that is. So there's a nice little message. And it's a musical, too. So I think families will really have a great time together coming to see the best Christmas pageant.
All right. Then coming up in March, March 1st and 2nd, are the public appearances shows and then a week of student shows. This is something you do every year. It's sort of a collaboration, Pat, with local various organizations, the RCT14's production, Distracted Driving.
Yeah, we can all relate to that. So it's about social media and distracted driving and the effects of that. So we're really gonna talk about and try to hit home about the warnings of using texting, of not putting your device down or when you're driving, and how serious that is for yourself, your family, and others on the road.
A lot of adults need to see that.
I know it. And it's going to be free.
Oh, really?
For our public shows, they are going to be free. We want as many people, parents, to come in and get questions answered by our terrific support team of health professionals.
So, in other words, afterwards, there'll be like a talk-back session with health professionals.
Yep, exactly.
How long have you been doing this series?
We're on our eighth year, and the same partners. It's the Prevention Council, it's Family Services, it's Mental Health America, Carillion, Lewis Gale. It's everybody kind of comes on board because they see the power of it.
All right. Then we talk with Pat Wilhelms, the artistic director for Roanoke Children's Theater, now at Jefferson Center. And the last show is Charlotte's Web, May 25th through the 27th. And again, another favorite for a lot of people in book form.
Yeah, it's a classic story. I love it. This is actually the second time we did it. When we opened 10 years ago, our first season, this was our second show. It's special to me because the beautiful message about friendship, about the circle of life, about what we do for each other as friends and how that carries on to the next generation. It's really powerful and just sweet and beautiful. That show also tours all around Virginia, and I'm really proud about that, too.
Your troupe will tour the show?
Yeah, we go everywhere, south to almost to the North Carolina border. We go almost as far as Bristol, all the way over, Charlottesville and beyond. But it's great for our theater to do that and take theater out where people don't have a professional theater nearby.
Before I let you go, I want to talk about the Sarah Beth Hammond Scholarship, and this is named for the teen who tragically died after driving off Bent Mountain Road earlier this year. You knew Sarah Beth. She spent time at RCT. Talk about that.
Yeah, she was with us for many, many years. She's been in our productions, all of our classes. She was really near and dear to us. So her mom, Caroline, wanted to set up a scholarship in her name at our theater. It's been amazing. We were able to grant one young lady, Olivia Goodman, a full year of classes, camps, anything she wanted, private coaching to help her. She loved theater as much as Sarah Beth. Sarah Beth was determined. She was feisty, she was talented, driven, and that's exactly what Olivia Goodman is. So we are excited to give her that scholarship and let her just learn as much as she possibly can.
Would you like to continue the scholarship down the road
somehow?
Yes,
I would, and I'm hopeful we really can.